Thousands of people turned out for the funeral of Michael Brown earlier this week. He is the unarmed 18-year-old who was killed by a Ferguson, Missouri police officer. Youth radio reporter Miles Bess lives in Oakland, California. 5 years ago, he experienced the aftermath of the police shooting of an unarmed black man named Oscar Grant. This week, Bess traveled to Ferguson and sent us this audio postcard.
I was 14 years old when Oscar Grant was killed, just a few miles from where I live in Oakland, California. Grant was unarmed and lying face down on a BART platform when a transit cop shot him in the back. Protesters in my town also demanded no justice, no peace. But justice never really came from my community. The police officer who killed Grant was found guilty, but he spent only a year in jail. And real justice, like making sure something like that never happens again, seemed then and now like an impossibility.
Hi.
This kid is one of the few bright spots in Ferguson right now. His name is...
Marvin.
Marvin Stokes, and he's only 4 years old. I kneel down to ask him if he knows where he's standing. Do you know what happened?
Yes. The police shot Mike Brown.
A little over 2 weeks ago, Michael Brown's body was lying a few feet away for hours on end. There's a huge graduation photo there now, propped up in the middle of the street. As cars approach, the smiling cap and gown picture gets brighter and brighter. And then when the headlights pass, it goes dark.
I feel pain.
Joel Smith says he worked with at-risk kids for 14 years. He's visiting from Macon, Georgia.
18 years old, he's about to go to college. And isn't that what we teach our kids to do? 3 weeks ago, he had dreams. Now he's in the ground.
Smith says he fully expects more unarmed black men will be shot by police. But others at the shooting site tell me their hopeful change will come. And that they'll be standing by until it does. I hop in the car to take one last spin through town looking for protesters.
As we drive down West Florissant, the only people here is Don Lemon and company from CNN. No protesters, hardly any police. It's literally crickets. Actually, I don't know. Maybe it's cicadas.
My last stop, I caught Missouri State Police Captain Ron Johnson's nightly press conference. After Captain Johnson announced that there was no tear gas, no smoke device, no mace, no arrest, and or bullets fired, a local reporter asked a less technical question.
Did you drive down West Florissant tonight?
Yes, I did.
Just your feeling of seeing that after everything else you've stood in the middle of for the last 15 days or so.
Well, I tell you, it touched at the center of my emotions. This is the Ferguson that I know. This is the Ferguson that I love. And it's good to see it back.
The question on my mind is, back to what exactly? For NPR News, I'm Miles Bess.
That story was produced by Youth Radio.